This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The number two official in the CIA's clandestine service is leaving. Robert Richer is the latest to join an exodus of senior agency officials. Several dozen have left in recent months. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more on this latest departure.
Robert Richer is a seasoned spy, an ex-Marine with 35 years under his belt at the CIA, including tours as station chief in Jordan and Oman. He took over as the second-ranking leader of the agency's spying branch just last year. But, according to former colleagues, 10 months in the job have been long enough to cause Richer to lose confidence in CIA chief Porter Goss. Phil Giraldi is a former CIA operations officer.
What I'm hearing about the resignation is it's symptomatic of the continuing problems that are going on at the agency, with Porter Goss having trouble selling his agenda, particularly to the operations directorate.
The operations directorate, as the CIA's clandestine service is known, has been in upheaval since at least last fall. That's when Richer's predecessor and his boss stormed out, also citing concerns about the CIA leadership and personality clashes with Goss's top aides. CIA insiders say, if anything, morale has gotten worse since then, and they wouldn't be surprised to see still more departures. Milton Bearden served as CIA station chief in Moscow, Islamabad, and Khartoum. Bearden believes the ongoing turmoil is taking a toll, and that the middle of the war on terror isn't the wisest time to allow so much turnover.
You could make the case that CIA was a Cold War institution and has more or less lived its normal life pattern, and it should be replaced. But I think it's a tricky time to start a revolution within a revolution within a revolution.
This month marks a year on the job for Porter Goss. It's been a rocky tenure so far. Aside from the staff departures, the President's Intelligence Commission has aimed withering criticism at the CIA. This spring, the commission advised President Bush that Goss's plans for expanding the agency are inadequate and vague, and that the DO, the Directorate of Operations, won't meet its hiring goals even by 2011. But Goss's spokeswoman, Jennifer Miller-Wise Dyke, insists the CIA is on the right track.
Over the past year, Director Goss has led this agency through a number of necessary reforms. So it's been a year of a lot of accomplishment and a lot of changes and a lot of reforms. And in the upcoming year, he looks forward to instituting changes that will continue to strengthen our capabilities.
Is he concerned that so many of his senior officials keep leaving?
Well, I don't think that I would agree with you on that assertion. We continue to have strong leadership throughout all of the directorates, including in the DO.
One question hanging over the CIA is how long Goss himself intends to stay. A number of intelligence veterans tell NPR his departure might be the only way to staunch the hemorrhaging of top officials. But Miller-Wise Dyke says right now, leaving is not on Goss's agenda.
This is a place that he loves. This is a place that he believes in. This is a place that he began his career, and he loves being back here, and he loves leading the CIA.
As to Robert Richer, Miller-Wise Dyke dodged questions as to the exact reasons for his departure, saying only, Director Goss and the rest of the CIA family have been honored to call him one of our own, and he will be missed. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.